You can hear the Voice of Sacramento underneath channel 17 and 18 and streamed on the internet at accesssacramento.org.
Oh yeah. He trying to say he goes every day and every night in his trench coat, looking like some dude you just saw at the bar next door. But your vibe keeps going and going with a vocal nightly showing, and man, and the NYU chicks with their tank tops in spring. It's spitting snow outside, girl. You're not wearing a thing. You're gonna catch cold. What are you thinking? Yeah, I'm old, but I'm not old enough to be your mother, Miss Thing.
I like the way you rock it. I like the way you walk it.
Oh yeah.
I like the way you sock it. I like the way you move.
Oh yeah, the evil man. And man, the cocaine in this town. Real. Everybody's got a friend, they got a number, they got somebody who deals. It's a shaky kind of city, and the binge, it ain't so pretty. It's so cliche, it's fitting, it kills. Uh-huh, Mr. Regatron man, I heard you too. Shaking and bumping like the back of that car is thumping, and shaking my windows, I can't even hear my DVD playing. Like 5 feet away from the television set. What the hell? What the heck?
I like the way you rock it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I like the way you walk it.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way you sock it. I like the way you...
So many rockers. So many rockers. What you rocking, baby? So many rockers. So many rockers. Where you rockin', baby? I know a place where the par is long and the hair is longer. Oh yeah.
I like the way you rock it. I like the way you walk it. I like the way you sock it. I like the way you move. I like the way you rock it.
Oh yeah.
I like the way you walk it. I like the way you sock it. I like the way you move. I like the way you rock it. I like the way you walk it. I like the way you sock it. I like the way you move.
Emily Zuzik and Tim LaFave with Evil, and that comes off of the album Domestic Blitz. And all the way from Los Angeles this afternoon, I've got Emily Zuzik herself. Emily, how are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You know, you've been a really good friend to Twirl Radio. I've got, like, probably all your albums, and you've always been good.
I think you do have all my albums.
I know. I'm looking at most of your discography right here. It looks like your merch table, probably.
Yes, that's true.
But you've been such a good friend to us and haven't chatted with you for a couple of years since the Twirly Awards show. You were, in case people don't know this, you were our female vocalist of the year a couple of years ago, and you know they can certainly hear why. So, you know, glad to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me, and thank you for the honor a few years back as well.
Oh, that was so much fun. And of course, let's take care of some business right now. Happy birthday, Emily. It was your birthday a few days ago.
Well, happy birthday, Mike. It was your birthday, what, yesterday?
yes.
Two Pisces on air in the rain. Watch out.
I know. This is scary, but we'll get through it. It's going to be scary.
We're
for
familiar
the listeners.
With watery territory, the fishes.
That's right. You guys have been getting like crazy rain down there, more so than us even.
Yeah, for the last day or two, it's been pretty liquidized. It's been fun. You know, that's not normally the LA way, but it's been a nice change of pace.
No, and that's my hometown, so it washes away all the crud and smog in the air. So yeah, nice. It'll be nice after it's done.
Exactly.
So you're not a native to LA. I think I've known you in a couple of your incarnations. I think I met you when you were in your New York phase. And that last song, of course, you know, Evil, that's extremely New York.
Yeah, it was written when I was living at like 2nd and A in the East Village. And just, I might have written it afterwards, but I had an apartment like one flight up from the corner of 2nd and A, which was like a very busy bus line. So it was very loud and very spirited. I think there were three bars on one corner. And
oh, man.
And it was just, you're down in the heart of it. So I wrote that song with Tim about that period of life.
And I remember we chatted about it a little bit before, but I keep thinking of Lou Reed when I hear that one, which is really appropriate now, but it's so observational. Like, you know, the world's going on and you're just commenting on it, not making a stand or taking any position on it, but you're just saying, this is what's happening. It's really cool. It's very much like his.
I like a Lou Reed comparison.
Yeah.
That's great that you just made my Saturday. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I like that song. It has a lot of grit and attitude. It was one that I think I immediately reacted to. The way Tim and I tended to write, I mean, this isn't true of every song, but on that record, he had a lot of instrumentals, and he was trying to write something in the vein of Peaches, and this was what he had. And then we played with the drums, and we played with the sound effects, and kind of built up from this basic track. And I don't know why, I just thought it would be really funny to write lyrics in limericks. So if you look at the structure of the lyrics, there's a lot of limericks in there.
Interesting.
And that's how that came about. And, I always liked that one. It had a lot of grit and attitude. And, that's not normally something I tended to find in my guitar written songs. I don't know, for whatever reason. So I enjoy listening to that one.
Interesting. And, you know, you've been all over the lot musically. I mean, to me, I've heard you do what sounds like, you know, electro, you know, to pop, mm-hmm. to Americana, just all over the lot. And you seem equally strong in every style. Do you have one that you prefer to work in?
Thanks, Mike. That's a tough question. I mean, there are several things that I react to. I think my two favorites are sort of a songwriter rock component, which has elements of melodic rock like Beatles or I don't know, that people always say Beatles influence. So melodic driven acoustic songwriter rock. And then the other area is things like electro trip hop. And I think it's because both of them, I don't even know. There's just, when I work in an electronic area, which I'm doing a lot of work in that area now, it allows me to both have distance from the songs and play a character more, but it also allows me to get more atmospheric with the production and make it more like a soundtrack to a film, or, you know, tap into things like compositionally, like classical music or elements like that, which I don't do on the guitar, and I do enjoy that music. And so it's an area where I can play with that side of music composition that I haven't figured out how to do it live yet, which is what I really want to do, because I'm enjoying the music I'm doing right now. And I'd love to figure out how to do it live and compact, you know, like not just me and a laptop, but I'd obviously play some keys and maybe hire out a couple of other players for like drums or bass, or maybe more keys and bass and drum trigger from samples. I don't know yet, but, It's an area that I'm really excited about.
That would be interesting. You know, last weekend we went to a show, and the opening act was one I wasn't familiar with. Their name was The Session. They came from Oakland, and they were electronic, and they pulled it off really well. They had all sorts of gear on stage. They had seven players, but they had two guys on keyboards, and they each had laptops too. They had two drummers, which was great, and then two female vocalists and a bass player and no guitar.
That's
and
awesome.
That was
yeah.
a good group.
You know what's funny is, I lived up in San Francisco from like 96 to 2001, and there's a lot of that, like that crossover between electronic and real instrumentation. And while my first band out of there, Sex Fresh, wasn't really that sort of band, I was involved in a bunch of other bands that just kind of played live that did a lot of that, and like live drum and bass bands, you know, where I'd be Moog and tambourine and sometimes singing, you know, and that was always very exciting to me, that crossover between dance, I guess EDM, if you want to use the lingo, and the liveness of a real band with real drums and real bass. There's that excitement you get that you don't necessarily get when you press a sampler button. But maybe you do. I haven't been in that band yet. So
yeah, well, maybe you'll end up sounding like that live. And it was kind of interesting. One of the vocalists had a whole set of pedals on the floor, just like a guitar player would have. So she kind of controlled a lot of that too.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so she was affecting her voice real time.
Yeah.
That's fun stuff too. I'm sure you could kind of build symphonic vocal padding that way. I know I do that in the studio all the time, but it would be fun to learn how to do that live. I think I know how you would do it. I just don't have the gear yet.
Interesting. So. Now, have you played any gigs live lately since you've been in LA?
I have been. It feels like there's becoming more of them recently because I feel like I'm coming out of the fog of new motherhood a little bit. But yes. I just sang on my actual birthday, a friend of mine, a guitarist, originally Bay Area but in LA now, named Scroat, puts together these nights with all-star bands. And everybody plays for free and we donate all the money to a charity.
Nice.
And he calls Interpreting the Works of, and we did Annie Lennox and David Bowie. And it was fantastic. It was amazing. Amazing players. And I sang Sweet Dreams, which I thought was a blessing, being that it was my birthday. But aww, they did, you know, the synth line. Dun, 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 yeah, dun, dun, dun. We had a 4-piece horn set playing that.
Oh, wow.
It was so cool. And two background singers. I think the band in number was somewhere around 15 people. So it was a very loud show, too. But it was great fun. And then I've done a couple of my own shows. I'm going to be doing something on the 20th of March. Another friend who does these interpreting nights where you play one by one artist that everyone plays a little bit of, and then a couple of your own songs. And we're doing one on the music of Van Morrison. So that'll nice. Be interesting. And then I think I have something later of my own music, just a songwriter's night, which I might try to do some of the electro stuff if I figure out how to do it. Nice. And then the other thing, which is kind of fun, a fellow mom friend of mine, she's an actor, and she wrote a one-woman show, comedic show, called Death of a Boob Man. And we're doing a 4-week run in March, and she wrote 3 songs that were written from the perspective of women characters that go along with this show, and I'm performing the 3 songs at the top of the show.
Oh, wow.
So that's a really different experience. That's performing someone else's material in a theater setting, you know, black box theater.
Yeah.
So I haven't done anything like that in ages. So I don't play as often as I did in New York, and I'm definitely playing different kinds of shows.
Now, where's the play at? I mean, I do have listeners in Los Angeles. Just curious where that's at.
It is at the Versus Theater, and if you hang on just a second, I can look up that info because it's on Facebook. And I'm online. So.
And she's typing. We can hear the click, click, click. Awesome.
Click, click, click. Death of Boob Man. You can buy the tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. And it's the Versus Theater at 5453 West Pico Boulevard. The dates are, let me get the dates here. March. Why can't I find it now? But the show's at 8 p.m. And I'll just say, you know, go check out boobman.brownpapertickets.com. And it has all the dates there. But Sunday nights in March, not this Sunday, but okay, the following Sunday is the first night. So
awesome. And what clubs are some of your other gigs going to be at, your upcoming gigs?
Let's see. Well, the interpreting Van Morrison is going to be at Genghis Cohen on March 20th.
Nice.
I think the show is at 7 or 8. I can double check that too. Let's see. It's probably it.
Maybe okay, and we'll ask you at the end of the show.
It's the 20th. Yeah,
okay,
I
cool.
I have all the details because, like, the Van Morrison show was an email I got yesterday. Death of a Boob Man I've known about, but I still have to. I've been waiting to get through the show last week and a couple other things of birthday week until I really dive into the rehearsals of that. So I don't know, and then maybe something in the Valley later in the year. There's a series that Jilly Moon from Songs Alive is doing, and I plan to play on one of those. It'll be a first Sunday show at the Cork Lounge.
Nice.
Up in Sherman Oaks. And other than that, you know, I haven't been doing aggressive booking. I've been more into writing and doing studio work. So once I have that body of work together, I'll be looking to take it to certain rooms, and I'm not even sure what rooms I would take it to because it's a different sort of show than the Acoustic Songwriter Show.
You know what I mean? Very interesting. Yeah, and just want to tap into one thing you said. Think of me when you play that Sherman Oaks show, because I grew up right next to that in Van Nuys. So just give out a shout.
Okay, there you go.
I'm chatting with... I'm chatting with Emily Zuzik right now. And Emily, you just sent me a really great brand new track for us. Why don't we hear it right now? Why don't you go ahead and introduce it?
All right, Mike, this is my new song. It's called The Only Moment in the World. And I hope you guys enjoy.
The Voice and some brand new music by Emily Zuzik, our guest of the hour. The song is called The Only Moment in the World. Emily Zuzik is right here. And Emily, what is that song about? It's wonderful.
Thank you. It was written as part of a book project I was involved in. It's called a digital pop-up book by Proceed Books, where I was paired with a photographer and given a series of photos to write a song about. And I just, the photos really hit me in a very sentimental sort of way. And it's about a couple that was together or maybe still is, but they keep kind of getting together in ways, like they keep meeting up and spending time together, but they know they shouldn't get back together. Or I don't know. It's that feeling of maybe what you thought was there isn't really there. And maybe the person you were with might be there, but it probably isn't going to be the way you remembered it was.
Yeah, we've all been there. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah, it's definitively not a song that I would have written in my 20s. I feel like it's a more mature voice, and it's one you have to be older and have lived through a few times to even to try and convey.
Yes, so, yes. But you are in your 20s. You just turned 29, just like I did this week.
Yeah, exactly. Heck yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So is there a new album forthcoming or any more songs on the horizon?
There are. I'm working on a lot of stuff in a similar sound vein. Some of them are some of them are collaborations with friends. I've been talking to Tim again about some of them. I have a couple other friends, Denise Barbarita in New York, and I have one that we're kind of working on at least. And my ex-bandmate Ezra Gale from Sex Fresh and Funkmobile, we have a tune we've worked on. And then Art Hayes, who I've done a lot of more commercial co-writing with, he and I had done this track a while ago, tried to pitch it for something. It didn't take. So I was like, you know, I really like that song. Let's work on it. So I rewrote all the lyrics, and we retracked, and we fleshed it out a bit. And that one I'm going to be putting out later in the year, and it's sort of a Burning Man song.
Wow.
I'm a five-year veteran, although at this point I haven't been since 2002, so... It's a little bit removed, but it'll be fun. It's a similarly electro down tempo song, but it is less of a somber tune and more of a, I don't know, hopeful isn't really the word, but I rap in it, which is very exciting.
Cool. It'll be fun to listen to something like that. Very appropriate on a wet California winter day, like say.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Very cool. I'm chatting with Emily Zuzik. Emily, how can my listeners learn more about you and your music and purchase some of it?
Well, let's see. You could visit my website, which is sort of the portal to all points, Emily. And that's emilyzuzik.com, E-M-I-L-Y, Z as in zebra, U, Z as in zebra, I-K.com. And then I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/emily.zuzik.music. I'm on Twitter at Emily Zuzik. I'm on MySpace, although I don't do much with that. I'm on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Emily Zuzik. And that is an interesting little tour. As you brought up before, I do a lot of different styles of music, and that has a few of my albums on it, a few of the electronica collaborations I've done with some DJs, including Sizzlax and Remix in London and Moby.
Wow.
And then some of the commercial stuff I've done too, which is maybe people want to check that out. And All my Christmas songs are up there. So
yeah, why not? No, it's a very diverse range. And I find it interesting when I compare all your albums from your different periods in time. And we're going to play one more song as we go out, and it's going to be yet a third kind of style. Emily, the big important pressing question of the day, what's your favorite food? What powers Emily Zuzik?
Well, today, not nearly enough.
Oh, no.
Because I'm very hungry right now. What powers me? What's my favorite food?
Yes.
I don't think I have a favorite food. I mean, the go-to would be chocolate, but that's not really a food category.
Oh, yes, it is. It can be.
Food and red wine. That's sort of like my most daily intakes. But, I don't know. You know, I eat a lot of Mexican because, like, I'm sort of in the capital of it down here.
Yeah. And, yeah.
You know, I definitely have some places I'd recommend. So I eat a lot of tacos and burritos that are pretty stellar.
Awesome. That's my favorite too. And I will be looking to you for some recommendations next time I visit LA.
Hey, you got to let me know when you're down here, man. Cause I'm not even in the center. If you're going back to the valley where you grew up, then I'm not too far away. I'm in Mount Washington area. So
oh, I know exactly where it is. I had family.
Short 134 ride away.
Yep. You know? I had family that lived there years ago. So I know where you're talking about. Emily Zuzik, thank you so much for hanging out with us on Twirl Radio. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thanks for having me, Mike. It was really fun.
And as we go out, I'm going to play one of your older songs this time around. Stay with me on the phone. I'll get right back to you. But here's Emily Zuzik and This Time Around on Twirl Radio.
Sacramento Community Radio for the greater Sacramento area.